and are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Good morning. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. Welcome to Positively Healthy Radio with Dr. Todd Royce from Chiropractic First in downtown Reading. And this is the second Saturday edition, thanks to Dr. Trudy Pratt, the pioneer who started this this show here, and who's an excellent chiropractor also in downtown. And I rushed down here from trying to put together a new pool pump, trying to save $100 or something, because that's what we need to do in these times, isn't it, to save everything we can. But it turns out I am not a mechanic and not a pool mechanic. I am a chiropractor. And praise God that I'm very good at that, and I'm thankful for that. I should stick to that. But since I'm here today, we're going to talk about the six most common questions about chiropractic. I've been in practice about 14 years in downtown Reading, and it turns out there are really about six questions that people most commonly ask. And I am far more qualified to answer that and talk about health. As I listened earlier to Mark's show, boy, there's a couple things I need to do. One is buy some silver, and two is take another look at Ron Paul. I'm so glad I'm not having to give a political radio show, because I'm also not very good at that. But what I think we should do, we need to invest in our future of our country. We need to invest in the future of our finances. But I would say we need to invest in the future of our health. If I could count on my hairs on my head, the number of people who I meet in my clinical practice who get to their 50s, 60s, and 70 years and say they've saved $1 million or whatever and say, gosh, I would give $10 million to have my health back. I don't know. I'd be a very rich man if I had a nickel for every one of those people. And so my job is to teach you ideas and concepts of how to get and stay healthy. What it feels like to feel amazing, like I wake up and feel, well, almost every day, is an amazing thing. And I'm going to introduce that to you. So I'm just going to start right in. What's the first most common question about chiropractic? The most common question I hear is, well, what is chiropractic and what does a chiropractor do? And most people think that, unless they've been in my office or a few other doctors in town's office for a while, is, well, they crack backs to make joints feel better. And it turns out that is not what chiropractic is. People think that it has to do with backs. And, yes, we work with the back and with the neck, but it actually has more to do with your whole body health than it has to do with anything else. Chiropractic goes all the way back to 1895. That's 20 years ago now almost. And a man named Harvey Lillard walked into a man named Dr. D.D. Palmer's office. And Dr. D.D. Palmer was a magnetic healer, and I still don't even know what that was. But Harvey Lillard hadn't heard anything for 17 years. He was completely deaf. And he went in and told Dr. Palmer that he had heard a noise in his neck 17 years earlier. And ever since then, he heard a pop, and he hadn't heard anything for 17 years. So Dr. Palmer reasoned that he had misaligned a vertebra in his neck, and that misalignment popped his nerves, irritated, choked off his nerves to block off his hearing mechanism. And so Dr. Palmer gave him an adjustment. He said it was a little less specific and a little less gentle back then. He said he racked it back into position, and Harvey Lillard's ears were opened up like that, and he heard the classic story to chiropractors is he heard a wagon wheel outside, a wagon rolling by on the cobblestone outside the office. And we say chiropractic was born at that time, but it really wasn't. What happened was they advertised Dr. D.D. Palmer and his son Dr. B.J. Palmer, the developer of the science of chiropractic. They said, well, we have the cure for deafness. So they advertised all over the country that we have the cure for deafness. So people came in by horse and buggy. They came in by train. They came in by walking almost any way they could to get cured of their deafness. So Dr. Palmer adjusted many of them, and lo and behold, very few, if any, got their hearing back, because chiropractic is not just made as a cure for deafness. Chiropractic, what they found out was, and it wasn't named chiropractic yet, but their hearing didn't come back, but a lot of their infections went away. Their headaches went away. Their digestion got better. Some had diabetes clear up. Some had cancers clear up, because they found that chiropractic was and now is the science of restoring a nerve supply to organ systems of the body. So they found that people got healthier from all sorts of conditions instead of just suffering with sicknesses. So that's the beginning of the first question. We have five more. I'm going to finish up with that one in a second. It's time for us to take a break. You're listening to KCNR 1460 Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media. You got to make the
moment last. Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
So, Ray, second Tuesday, is at Nello's?
Yes, it is.
Are you taking that Marie lady?
That's when we ate at Marie's. I didn't take Marie.
Nello's Place. I love their salad with fresh grated blue cheese and salmon or their pasta.
Please join us at Nello's Place on Tuesday, August 14th for great food, good company, and 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Does Maggie know about this Marie?
Legally Blonde, the musical, will be performed by the Shasta College Theater Department August 9th to the 25th on the Shasta College stage. Described as a non-stop sugar rush by critics, this Broadway and London hit will delight theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend and discovers that an honest, open spirit always wins the day. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy, second Saturday edition. This is Dr. Todd Royce, chiropractor from downtown Reading. And we were talking about the birth of chiropractic, and we're talking today about the six most common questions about chiropractic. So what does the chiropractor do? Chiropractors are really doctors of the nervous system. Now, we're not neurologists in the way that we don't specifically deal with diseases of the nervous system, but very importantly, we deal with health of the nervous system. So what that means is, the nerve system, as you may know, controls every single function in your body. There's not a person on this planet fit enough to run from where I am in downtown Reading across the street to La Cabana restaurant. Not a person is fit enough to do that unless they first change their body chemistry. The body chemistry, they need adrenaline, they need hormones that are going to open up the lungs, they need a bunch of different chemicals to change in their body. Well, the glands of the body control that. Glands of the body control the function of the heart. They control the kidneys. They control different drugs and chemicals that our bodies release in our body. Now, without getting too into that, the glands are controlled 100% by another organ. A lot of modern authors call the endocrine system, which is our gland system, as many of you know, they call it the neuroendocrine system. The reason they call it the neuroendocrine system is because the nervous system controls all the glands. So the nervous system is housed in, guess where, you guessed it, the brain, of course, and the spinal cord. Now, God in his wisdom protected the brain with something very important called our skull that we all know, but he couldn't protect the spine with just a solid tube of bone because then we wouldn't be able to move. And so what he did is he made 24 movable vertebra stacked on top of one another. Now, that's an amazing design. But the only problem is due to traumas and slips and falls and things we'll talk about in a little bit more, those bones can misalign. Now, that's called a subluxation. Now, I'm not going to bother you with a bunch of technical terms, but that's one you really need to know. A subluxation means that due to traumas and stresses and even chemical stress, our bones have misaligned and it puts irritation or pinching or choking off of life through the nerves. Now, because we chiropractors work with the spine, it's interesting because we're sort of, well, the way that I work as a chiropractor, we're more like an engineer than anything else because we look at the spine, it's designed as three perfect curves, one on top of one another. If you look at the spine from the side, the neck should curve, the mid-back should curve backwards the other way, and the lower back should curve forward. that's like three springs on top of one another. Like if you look at a truck, and there's a lot of trucks here in Reading, you got to look at that as like leaf springs, and those are designed to flex. And the spinal cord inside of there has a shape. It's curved, just like a banana is curved. So I usually give this talk live in front of audiences, and I say that if the banana is bent to straight, what happens to the banana on the inside of it? Well, it gets stretched or damaged or broken or destroyed. The same thing happens in the curves of the spine. If we take an x-ray of you and you don't have a curve in your neck, your spinal cord is being damaged. Now, there's many ways that it damages you, but I'm going to talk about two. Number one is those joints no longer have that gentle springing effect. As I'm standing talking about this, my knees are flexing. If you can picture your springs in your truck or your knees bending, that's what your spine is supposed to do. If your spine is straight, those joints, I don't know if you can hear me pounding my fist, but those joints jam together. That jamming together grinds and destroys on the discs, the bones, and the nerves in your spine, and it will deteriorate your spine. Now, I did some research on this, and it turns out that a person with a straight neck, their neck will age between 3 to 5 times faster than normal. That's why it's critical to find out if you have a curve in your neck. So the first thing is it wears out your spine and your joints and your discs and your nerves. The second reason is there was research by a German researcher. He's a medical doctor, but he didn't treat patients. He's a researcher. His name is Dr. Alf Brigg. And he did research. Now, please don't be bothered by these soundingly technical terms. He called it adverse mechanical cord tension. Now, all that means is your cord's being stretched and choking off life through your body. The funny thing is, by the way, don't ever be intimidated by doctors speak. You know, we always say that the diagnosis always comes in Latin, but the bill always comes in English. We doctors take a 2-week course in medical terminology, and that's about all you need to know. Ask your doctor. If you ever have a question, what does that mean, doc? Just ask them. But adverse mechanical cord tension just means that the neck is straight and it's stretching on the spinal cord. If you picture shifting your head forward, it's like stretching a hose out. What this Dr. Brigg found is that a straight neck elongates the spinal cord by 28%, and he said 10% longer is pathological, which means it's causing diseases. So a chiropractor, our main purpose is to reduce this subluxation where the bones are either twisted or the neck or mid-back or low-back are straightened, damaging the spine and stretching the spinal cord. So that answers the first of the most common questions about chiropractic. The second one is, well, how do I know if I have a subluxation? Well, that's a little bit more complicated, but the best answer is you need to go have an examination by a chiropractor. Now, if you're listening to this out of town streaming, or if you don't live in this town, or if for whatever reason you don't want to come to me, that's fine. Go to your chiropractor and find out. The best, most accurate way, there are two of the most accurate way is the x-ray. The second most accurate way is with three technologies that we'll get into a little bit later. But we always ask, where do we get subluxations? It's kind of part 2A of that. So how do we know if we have subluxation? X-ray is the main way, and the subluxation station is the second best way, or second part of the first best way. But how do we get these subluxations? The best answer, the first answer is, we get them, most of us were subluxated actually from birth. Another researcher at Harvard named Dr. Abraham Taubman, another medical researcher, found that over 90% of babies are born with subluxations. Now, if God made this birth process so perfect, and he did, how do we get subluxations from birth? Well, the answer is, number one, the average labor lasts around 7 hours, and that head crowning into that, and the baby's head crowning into the mom's pelvis, and that mom's uterus is the strongest muscle in the human body, that can force that head into some dangerous positions into the body and pounding onto the pelvic bowl for 7 to 12 hours in some cases, even more, that can damage the soft joints in the baby's neck. And the other thing is when the head crowns out, the doctors often will pull or twist or use forceps or vacuum extraction. That can cause major, major stresses to the neck. That's why Dr. Taubman says that babies should be checked for these subluxations from birth. And that's definitely my opinion, that my most important checkup every week is on my children. We had 4 children who were all born at home, and they were born very, very gently with a midwife. But I will say that even then, they can have stresses from childbirth and be subluxated from that. The second cause, I look at, gosh, I think of just Christmas. I have a video this Christmas of my kids coming down the stairs, and they're not running down the stairs. They're thumping on their bottoms down the stairs. Thumpity, 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 thumpity. Then on their way to breakfast after we open all the presents, they dive headfirst over the couch 17 times. And even just learning to walk, you know, you and I fell enough learning to walk that would hospitalize us if we fell that many times today. We don't even think about that. And we drive, fly around in metal tubes, and we sit in cars all day, and we sit with bad posture. I sat down to give this radio show a minute ago, and I had to get rid of that stool because you've got to be sensitive to your posture that's affecting your spine and your nervous system. So that's questions one and two. When we come back, the third question is, who should go to a chiropractor? You're listening right now to KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta, Reading, the home of Free Fire Media. Now, if you have a question, call us at 605-4567.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Your symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I got to give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palosidro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private practice, cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palosidro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy Radio. During the break, we were just joking. I was laughing because Carl and Linda Bott, these pioneers in radio who are bringing us this great message every single day on Free Fire, we were laughing because when I first came in, they told me I have a face for radio. And it was so exciting because I'd never been told I had a face for anything. But so we're talking today about the six most common questions about chiropractic. And this is Dr. Todd Royce from downtown Reading. And the third question is, who should go to a chiropractor? And I left before the last break talking about my most important checkup every week. I get my spine checked on a regular basis, but is checking my own children's spines. I think that children should grow up with chiropractic. And if you understand it, you know, a famous teacher in chiropractic, Dr. Christopher Kent, used to say that chiropractic really isn't alternative medicine. The only thing it's an alternative to is stupidity. Now, he's not insulting anyone, but he just thinks that if people really understood chiropractic, there's no way they wouldn't be checked at least periodically by a chiropractor. So my most important checkup every week is on my kids. I look at them. My kids are ultra-competitive swimmers. They swim with Sun Oaks Aquatics of Reading, and they're swimming 2 and 3 and sometimes 4 hours a day, swimming up to 9-10 miles a day, a very, very hard, intense competition. And they're into CrossFit, which is what I'm into. And we stress our bodies on a regular basis. I check them to make sure their spine's in alignment. So often, praise God, that they don't always need an adjustment. But if they need an adjustment, a gentle push with my hands to relieve pressure on their nervous system, thank God I'm there to do that so they can express life at 100%. And so I think that one of the most important questions is, what does the nerve supply to your heart look like? If we were to look inside your body right now, and if we take this as a common example, if we take Christopher Reeve, and some of you on this radio are too young to know who that was, but Christopher Reeve played Superman in the 70s and I think early 80s. And he was riding a horse. He fell off a horse and he fractured his neck and misaligned the top bone in his neck by 1 centimeter. That 1 centimeter of movement put so much pressure on his brainstem that killed him. God rest his soul, but it took 9 years to kill him. But what killed him was not other traumas to his body or that his heart took a beating itself, but it was the fact that the life supply to his heart, to his lungs, to his liver, to his spleen, the doctors had to do their best to just keep him alive. And thank goodness for that medical care. They kept him alive, I'm sure, longer than he would have been. But that nerve supply to his vital organs was cut off by 1 centimeter of pressure up in his brainstem. So if you think about it, if you cut his nerve system may have been cut off 60%. Most of you listening to this radio program, including possibly me right now, I'm going to my office after this for Dr. Perry to adjust me. Most of you are living at 60 or 70 or even less percent of your potential, but don't even know it's happening. And probably the most important question you could ask is, what does the nerve supply to your heart look like right now? What does the nerve supply to your child's heart look like right now? I think they should have adequate nerve supply, and I think that's a more important question than do they have the new iPod Touch or do they have the fanciest running shoes. I think that we should know what their nerve supply looks like. So who should go to a chiropractor? The best answer is anyone who wants to perform at their optimum. So that brings up the next question. I get this question a lot. People come to me after they've been to other chiropractors in town and they say, gosh, there seemed to be such a difference in chiropractors. And what really is the difference, Dr. Royce? And there really is a pretty big difference. And I actually love and relish the difference in different chiropractors because I really like to be able to refer to different chiropractors with different skills, but there's really a difference in philosophy in chiropractors, and I'm not here to say that I think one is better than any other. I love my chiropractic brothers and sisters in town, but I believe, of course, that what I do is the best for me and the best for my patients. So the difference is, really this is generalizing, but there's really two camps of chiropractic. The one camp is that chiropractors are there to relieve back pain because, 80% of people will get back pain at some time, and let's take care of those folks. And I think that's wonderful. And some people go in to say, would you just pop my back to see if it feels better? And that helps a lot of people. The other type, which is the type that I am, which is the spine and nervous system are this incredible, perfect feat of engineering. We want it to just function at its optimum. So what we're looking for in that type of care is we take subluxation stations, which measure the function of your nervous system. They measure what we call a surface EMG, which measures muscle tension around the spine. How much energy is your body putting out toward the muscles? Or, God forbid, that there's a nerve so pinched that your muscles aren't really functioning at all because the nerves that go to them are weakened. That's the surface EMG. The second one is a thermal scan, neurocalligraph, which tells us what's the heat differential from side to side going down the spine. If there's nerve irritation going to your heart or to your lungs, that can actually show up on a surface scan. People call this, they say it's kind of like an MRI. It is in a way, but it's much more sophisticated in a way because an MRI can't tell the difference if you're alive or if you're dead. But this subluxation station technology can definitely tell the difference whether you're alive or dead because it measures how your nerves are actually functioning. The third scan that we do is actually called heart rate variability. And what that determines is, simply put, how your mind and body respond to stress. So many of us have so much stress out there. Nerve stress caused by subluxation narrows the capability of your brain and therefore of your heart. So what happens is, when you have a stress, you have a much narrower bandwidth, if you will, of capability of responding. So when we ask what's the difference between chiropractors, some chiropractors are just there to relieve pain by moving joints. Some are there to really look inside your body and get you to your optimal performance potential. Now, if someone's had a subluxation, a misalignment for 5, 10, 15, or 20 years, and that joint is decayed and the disc is decayed because of that subluxation, and maybe their heart's not functioning at an optimum, maybe they have headaches from that or indigestion or even diabetes or even, God forbid, cancer because it weakened their body so much, you can't come to a chiropractor like me and say, I'm going to be perfect again. The best solution, if you want the best results from chiropractic, is to start your chiropractic care earlier. But even in that case, we can often help people. But that's the main difference between chiropractors. There's some are more geared toward pain, and that's amazing and wonderful. Some are geared toward, all right, you want to perform at 100%, or you want to avoid some disease, or you want to treat some disease. And we'll get next into do chiropractors treat diseases, or what kind of conditions do we treat? That's a very important question that I hear commonly. So thank you again for tuning in. We'll be back after the break. You're listening to KCNR 1460 Shasta Reading with Dr. Todd Royce, the home of Free Fire Media.
You got to make the morning last.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
TV is not what it used to be. It's way better, thanks to Dish and Woodfill Enterprises. Now you can enjoy your favorite channels for as little as $19.99 a month. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. That includes Blockbuster at Home free for 3 months also. Contact Woodfill Enterprises at 232-0843 today. Your local preferred Dish dealer. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Slow down. You're too fast.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy with Dr. Todd Royce, chiropractor from downtown Reading. By the way, if you have any questions, you can feel free to call in at 605-4567. Or if you have any questions, and I'm going to invite folks to come in for a no-charge consultation and a donation exam later this morning. But if you have any private questions and you don't want to take the step to come all the way into my office, absolutely no problem. Feel free to email me. My email is chirofirst, C-H-I-R-O-F-I-R-S-T, chirofirst at sbcglobal.net. If you want to call my office and speak to me on the phone, it's no problem. I can't do it right now, later this week or next week is 243-0889. But if you have a question on the air, just call 605-4567. So we're talking about the difference between chiropractors. And the next question is, what kinds of conditions do chiropractors treat? Now, that's a misnomer to say that chiropractors treat conditions, because in reality, chiropractors don't really treat anything. In fact, we see some really amazing things in my clinic. But we see all sorts of things cured, quote unquote. But the reality is I can't even cure a ham. We don't treat diseases. What we do is release life into the body. So if someone comes in and says, I have arthritis, is that caused by a subluxation? Or is my diabetes caused by a subluxation? Or is my cancer caused by that? Or my headaches or indigestion or whatever? The only honest answer is I have no idea. But I know one thing, that a person with nerve interference would function better without that nerve interference. So traditional chiropractic, the way I practice, doesn't say, okay, we're going to treat your back pain, although it's very common for back pain to go away, very common for headaches to go away, and even some of the what some people consider more serious conditions to go away. It never ceases to amaze me how God put this body together and how it can heal itself, you know, especially with children. I heard one pediatrician in town say that this is a great quote. He said that if with a child, if all the parts are together in the same room, they can usually heal. And I think that's amazing. But my job isn't to cure people from diseases. It's to get their body, their healer, their nervous system functioning more optimally. And the way we do that is with what I call, and other doctors in town call, corrective care chiropractic. It means that We figure out how close your spine and your nervous system are to ideal, and we get you as close to ideal as possible. And in that process, all sorts of layers of sickness and illness and often fatigue and headaches and indigestion and these things fall, literally just kind of shed off the body. Like, I love this image. I don't know how many of you are Forrest Gump fans. That also is dating me. That movie's getting pretty old, too. I take care of so many teenagers. They don't have a clue who most of these things that I talk about, these movies and these things that I talk about, so it cracks me up. But you may remember Forrest Gump. He's got those braces on, and his friend Jenny is behind him on the bicycle, and she says, "Run, Forrest, run!" And he's running with these big clunkety braces, and all these bullies from in town are trying to terrorize him. And he's running along that dirt road, and all of a sudden something just takes him over, and he starts to sprint, and these leg braces just explode off of him. And he said, "I was running," and he never quit running. Those braces just exploded off of him. And that's how I look at corrective care chiropractic. They may not explode off of you right away, but it's amazing what can happen when the nervous system starts to restore its healing potential in the body. You picture it like a river flowing from your brain down through your spinal cord and out through the nerves between your spine, a river of healing life going into your body. It's amazing what can happen when that happens, and it doesn't happen overnight. I want to beg of you, if you've been to chiropractors and you didn't get the results you wanted, work with that doctor first. Go back and say, "Hey, can we work a little longer, work in this way, or come see me or other corrective care chiropractors in town. Say, how do we get my body up to an optimum?" I think of, I could tell you hundreds of stories in my 14 years of practice, but I think of Emily, who came to me with almost daily migraine headaches. It took us almost 5 months, but she got rid of her migraine headaches. To this day, she's been coming to me about 4 or 5 years for wellness care just to maintain her condition. We call it wellness care, but the body improves on a regular basis as we continue to work with her. She's not had one migraine headache in, I think, the last 3.5 years. That's an amazing, amazing thing. And I didn't do that. I just removed the interference from her. Or Debbie, who's been coming to me on wellness care for over 12 years. She had allergies for over 20 years. She was getting allergy shots on a very regular basis. She started coming to me. She came to me to, quote-unquote, treat her allergies, because a lot of people go to chiropractors thinking that it's medicine and you're going to treat my condition. Well, it's okay if you come to me with that mindset, because it often works. But what happens is I'm not thinking treatment. I'm thinking optimal health, optimal health, optimal health. As we started shedding those layers of sickness that had piled up from her spinal misalignments or subluxations, her allergies started to go away. She's not had any shots. It took us literally years to get her completely off those shots. But to this day, now she used to have sinus pressure headaches, especially this time of year. She's so thankful now for chiropractic care. It took a long time, but it's a lot better than continuing those dangerous and poisonous shots into her body on a regular basis. And now her healthcare expenses are so much lower. And one of the things that I talk about with my patients, along with people in general, is that health is always cheaper than sickness. Proper chiropractic care isn't the cheapest thing you'll ever do. Probably the cheapest thing is aspirin. You can get a 5-gallon drum of aspirin for, I don't know, $20 or $30, but that's never going to raise your level of health. In fact, in many cases, there was a study done years ago that increases your chances of stroke by over 800%, an aspirin a day. Please talk to your doctor about that study, although they may not be aware of it. So it's interesting how many people with corrective care, especially over the years of being in corrective care and of wellness care, they have far fewer flus. I had a guy who came in, his name is Dan, just the other day. He was telling me, "You know, I just noticed this. I haven't had a quote-unquote seasonal flu for 6 or 7 years. Now, there's no flu adjustment. There's no alternative to aspirin adjustment. There's just an alternative to, I don't want to be subluxated, I don't want to be sick, I don't want to be unhealthy anymore. And so it's amazing how people think that chiropractic should be a different type of treatment. Some people call it alternative treatment, but it's really not a treatment, it's just raising health potential. And it's amazing, some people say, "Well, you chiropractors are crazy, you try to treat cancer, you try to treat this, you try to treat that." That's actually a misnomer, it's not treating anything. And we're sometimes criticized for treating conditions that we are not licensed to treat. That's absolutely right. If your chiropractor says that they're treating your cancer, please tell them to clarify what they mean by that, first of all, or treating your headaches or whatever. But please go the other way or talk to them, preferably have them clarify it, because you might misunderstand what they're talking about. But a lot of the docs who say, you know, most MDs are referring to chiropractors now, but some who are maybe older school who haven't learned about it, they really don't have exposure to chiropractors. Well, you chiropractors are crazy. You try to chiropractor says that they're treating your cancer. Please tell them to clarify what they mean by that, first of all, or treating your headaches or whatever. But please go the other way or talk to them, preferably have them clarify it, because you might misunderstand what they're talking about. But a lot of the docs who say, you know, most MDs are referring to chiropractors now, but some who are maybe older school who haven't learned about it, they really don't have exposure to chiropractic, so they don't know if or how it works. But many of those docs are in my office, possibly right now, coming in and getting adjusted. So it's time again for a break. This time flies by. You're listening to KCNR 1460, Dr. Todd Royce on Positively Healthy. This is the home of Shasta Redding, Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Slow down. Welcome back to Positively Healthy. This is Dr. Todd Royce, chiropractor from downtown Reading. And again, if you have any questions for the show this morning at 605-4567, if you have any questions for me and you really don't want to go on the air, you can call the office at 243-0889. Or if you don't want to talk to me on the phone, you can email me at chirofirst, C-H-I-R-O-F-I-R-S-T, at sbcglobal.net. Someone's in the office right now, though. We serve patients Monday through Saturday. So if you do have a question or want to make an appointment for a consultation, there's always a no-charge consultation. It's 243-0889. And if you listen till the end of the show, we'll talk about a donation program that we're doing for discounted examinations. So we talked just about what kinds of conditions do chiropractors treat and how we're talking today about the five most common questions of chiropractic. And the last question that I hear most commonly is it true that once you go to a chiropractor, you got to keep going the rest of your life? You got to keep going back? And yes, it's true that once someone comes into my office, we bolt the doors and lock them. And people literally can't get out. All the people, for 14 years, I've been taking care of people. And many of the people in my office have been coming in for 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years. And the reality is they're just under some kind of trance. They're not actually being benefited. No, I'm kidding. I shouldn't be sarcastic. I have a teenage boy, so that sarcasm kind of comes through. But the reality is, some people come in and they choose to just get their condition improved and then go back to their life. I show them some exercises and they try to stay stable that way.
some people and the people that I really am made to work with and enjoy working with is just folks that just want to keep and maintain their health. Well, it's like you get braces on your teeth, you get them all lined up. We want to maintain that for as long as possible. You wear a retainer. And that's not the best analogy, because there was a study done at the University of California at Irvine a few years back, and they found that the chiropractic care over a 3, 4, and 5 year period continued to improve all sorts of health parameters. Some of you may know the SF36 health measurement. There are all sorts of new ones now that we're using to measure quality of life. It's all about quality of life. How well do you want to function? But that study, they ran out of money. There's not drug money in chiropractic studies. So, you know, it's very easy for a drug company to fund $50 million to get a study. That's not, that kind of money isn't in chiropractic, but the truth is in chiropractic, in lifelong healing. Doesn't mean that nothing else is great. There are tons of other health disciplines that are wonderful, but it's amazing what chiropractic does for people's lives, and I'm just honored to serve this community and take care of folks. And so the reality is, it's a person's choice whether they want to continue under chiropractic care as long as they want. It's up to them. I would recommend that if you're coming to me or you're coming to any chiropractor, if you don't feel it's benefiting you, I would not continue. But if you do, if you feel like your family, most of what I take care of is families. I have some families that come in as 4 generations from the child who's just trying to improve their 100-meter run time or swim time, or just trying to get healthy or get over asthma, to the teenager who's just trying to get through high school emotionally sound, and the parents who are running around with crazy running kids all around town, to the grandmas and great-grandmas who just want to stay healthy. And we have tons of people, 70, 80, even 90 years old, who are on no medications right now. I don't put people on or take them off medications, but they do when their bodies are working properly. And a kind of a sub-question of that is what I talk to people a lot about is they don't really realize, I love the quote, remember, time lost cannot be regained. And we think of that, we think of what health conditions cost us right now. We think, I did some analysis on this. I hear so often people come into my office and they say, oh, it's not costing me anything. I just keep going, especially moms. By the way, especially this Mother's Day weekend, my hat's off and my prayers go out to moms. That is the toughest job in the world. And I just want to thank you, all of you moms, for being amazing. And my mom and my wife are the most amazing moms. Excuse me, all the rest of you out there, but they are the most amazing moms on the planet. And they are also the toughest. Guys, I apologize, but women are way tougher than we are. They just are. We whine like babies, don't we, when we have the slightest problem. But it's amazing what these moms can do. But I hear them say, it doesn't affect me, this headache, this this back pain, this numbness down my arm, I'm losing sleep. It doesn't affect me. I just keep pressing on. Here's the thing. Whatever you choose to do about it to fix it, please get to the bottom of your solution and take care of yourself. It's costing you way more than you think. You think of just think of a copier. Mothering, we'll talk about it in a second. But think of a copier salesman. Sells $500,000 in copiers a year. They make $50,000 a year. What is a 10% loss in sales cost them because they don't have energy, or because they have headaches, or because at 3 o'clock they feel like they just want to lie down and take a nap? Or you think about a pilot. This isn't the best analogy, but a pilot trying to fly to Miami. If they're 10% or say what is 10% of 360, 36 degrees off, 10% off, they're not even going to reach Cuba. They'll be lucky to reach Africa if they have enough fuel for that. If you think of an athlete, now not just during an event, you think of a 10% less performance because the subluxation is robbing their nervous system of optimal performance. 10% reduction in their performance. That means they not only their event, they're going to be a lot slower or a lot weaker, whatever the competition is. But what about 10% less energy to train all the time? Or their immune system is 10% weaker, so they get that cold or that flu once or twice a year instead of never having it. How much does that steal from their training time? Or you think about a mother, what does a weekly headache cost your family right now? This is the biggest to me. How many books go unread to your children? One of the most valuable times that I do less of that than I used to do because my kids are swimming till 7, sometimes 8 o'clock at night right now. But one of my most valued times with them is reading every night. How many books go unread because of headaches or because of exhaustion or fatigue? How many times is a child yelled at because of the parent's pain? Will they really understand that? That's one of the things I try to as a parent. Boy, if I thought of the number of times I don't know, was an imperfect parent and how much that cost my children. Now multiply that by 2 or 10 times. What about doctor bills and medication costs? One of the things that I'm most excited about is saving people money on their medication, on their doctor bills, because their body's just that much healthier, on all sorts of things that they spend money on that they just don't think about. Even on herbal supplies that cost hundreds of dollars a month. Great, herbs are great, but what about just letting your body run perfectly in the first place and never needing to treat every condition that comes up? So that was the sixth and final question. We're going to close in just a moment. And after this break here, you've joined Dr. Todd Royce from downtown Redding Chiropractic First. You're on KCNR 1460 Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media. Thanks for tuning in.
You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobble.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers.
Remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will take over the Shasta College Theater stage from August 9th to the 25th. 11 performances, including 2 Sunday matinees of this hard-driving, dance-happy musical, will delight Reading Theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend, only to discover that being true to yourself never goes out of style. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Slow down. Welcome back to Positively Healthy with Dr. Todd Royce, chiropractor from downtown Reading. And we're in our last segment. Boy, this hour flies by. Mark warned me about that before I started this radio program, and boy, is he ever right. So before we all go off and I prepare to make the quiche that my wife wants for her Mother's Day brunch tomorrow with my boys as she goes off to Chico to visit Grandma and Great-Grandma, I want to leave you with something valuable and important. And we've been talking about human performance and the 6 most common questions asked of a chiropractor. And it's amazing. We see these mothers, we see these parents, we see these kids and who are functioning just in a lackluster way. I see so many folks with just kind of dull eyes, just kind of wandering through their days. And the thing with me is my dad always told me I'm the most positive person he's ever met. As a principled chiropractor, I look in someone's eyes and I don't see someone who's sick, no matter how sick they are. I see the potential that God put in them. There's an old saying in chiropractic, it's not what's wrong with you, it's what's right in you. And all I ever do is look at what's right in people. And I see people, they say, oh, it's not affecting me. It's like your car goes only 40 miles an hour before there's this huge wobble, and the wobble makes it undrivable. So you just drive in the slow lane at 40 miles an hour your whole life, or you just go 38 miles an hour your whole life to avoid that wobble. Well, I say fix the wheel and go 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 miles an hour. I got some time on a racetrack a few weeks ago with a good friend of mine. That was a blessing. That is fun stuff. Thank God for America. That was the best country in the world where we can do anything we want until we can't anymore. But so what's all that costing you? So what I want to ask you to do is, number one, if you've been to chiropractors and it didn't work out, I want you to either please go back to that chiropractor and talk to that doctor and find out. There's about 120 chiropractors in Reading. Some excellent, excellent chiropractic care in this town. If you know you don't want to go back there, fine. You know, it's one thing. We hear people, they go to a restaurant and they have a really bad experience. It's okay not to go back to that restaurant, but the concept of restaurants is not a bad concept. Try a different chiropractor. If you want to try my office, that's great. We take great care of people. We're in downtown Reading. We are in the Market Square. We're across from Fasolini's Pizza, right across the street from Corbett's Restaurant, or down the street. I'm near restaurants, and I take care of half the chefs in town because I love food, and that my wife always teases me because I take care of half the restaurant owners in town. But I just think that people should take great care of themselves, and if you want to come into my office, this is what we're doing. We have a radio special. As we said, there's a no-charge consultation. Anytime any of you want to come into my office and sit down and talk about your needs with me, there's never a charge to do that. I just don't think people should charge to find out if possibly we can help you. Now, if you want to go forward with an exam, we do, as I mentioned earlier, you might have missed it, we do something called the subluxation station. It measures muscle stress around your spine. It measures organ stress by measuring heat differentials from side to side around your spine, and it measures how your heart, how your body's responding to stress right now. This is NASA-developed technology that was made for measuring the effects of gravity, anti-gravity in space. Phenomenal technology. It's like an MRI, but it's much, much more sensitive to measure how your body's functioning. Fortunately, it's a little bit less, well, quite a bit less expensive than an MRI. So we take a full set of x-rays, we do the subluxation station set of scans on your body, we do a complete neurological, orthopedic, whatever type of examination you need with the doctor, either myself or Dr. Perry or Dr. Kasser who work with me, and we do that complete set of examinations. We send you home that day, and the doctors and I and the team and I look over your examination findings very, very thoroughly to find out if you're a candidate for chiropractic care in our office. Now, if you have subluxation, you're a candidate for care. If you don't have subluxation, we won't be able to help you, but we can refer you to maybe a physical therapist or a medical doctor or somebody else who can take great care of you with a condition if you're concerned about. So I told you we had a special. Our special is we work closely with iDignify Ministry that deals with human trafficking in town and worldwide here. And we're donating all of our proceeds from examinations. If you call today, we're donating all the proceeds. It's $40. We donate all of that to the iDignify Ministry. So that includes your consultation, your complete examination, your set of x-rays, and your next day report of findings where we review the findings and let you know very sincerely, can we help you? What does it look like? You know, what would it cost if we can help you? And what does the care program look like? What does all that cost? We let you know all of that. There's no obligation or anything like that. We're here to serve the community. I've served a lot of folks for 14 years and had some folks really, really, really happy. And there's a reason that we're still in business and we're very, very successful. So coming in, if you'd like to do that, if you want to, Belinda's there right now, or possibly just Heather. They may have traded positions between 9 and 11. We have Saturday appointments. Today we won't still be able to get you in because we close at 11, but do call at 243-0889 if you want to make a consultation and appointment for next week. Again, it's $40. It's just all that goes donated to iDignify Ministries. You call 243-0889. If you need a question answered and you don't want to come in to see me, or you just have a quick question, or if you just want a simple question answered, is Cairo First, my email, Cairo First, CHIROFIRST, at SBCGlobal.net. So today we've talked about the six most common questions about chiropractic. The first question is, what is chiropractic and what does a chiropractor do? Second one is, what is a subluxation and how do I know if I have one? And if you missed the show, that's a misalignment pinching off nerve supply to your body. Who should go to a chiropractor? The answer to that is everyone wants to be as healthy as they can be. Choose a chiropractor who suits you. And the next one is, what is the difference between chiropractors? Some work just on pain. Some work on getting your body up to optimal potential with restoring curvatures and normal alignment in your spine. And what kinds of conditions do chiropractors treat is the fifth question. The real answer to that is, we don't treat conditions, we treat people. We don't see a back or a neck or a kidney or a bowel problem or a headache walking in. We see a live, breathing, emotional, amazing human being whom God made, whom we want to serve as well as we can. And the last question is, once you go to a chiropractor, do you have to keep going back the rest of your life? And the answer to that is only as long as you want to be healthy. I just want to thank you so much. Have a wonderful Mother's Day. My hats off and prayers go out to those amazing mothers today. Enjoy your weekend and take time for you. Get some you time. Thank you for joining us today. This is Dr. Todd Royce from downtown Reading in Positively Healthy Radio. God bless your day.
This is KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. The running mates are off and running. Republican Mitt Romney tapping Wisconsin Senator Paul Ryan to share the presidential ticket.
Paul and I are beginning on a journey that will take us to every corner of America. We're offering a positive governing agenda that will lead to economic growth.
The announcement in Norfolk, Virginia.
I'm excited for what lies ahead. I'm thrilled to be a part of America's comeback team, and together, we will unite America.
Vice President Joe Biden has reached out to Ryan, welcoming him to the race as President Obama's campaign reacts.
They feel like this really plays right into the president's strengths in terms of how he's tried to frame this election as being a make or break moment for the middle class, that he believes the Romney now, Romney-Ryan ticket will be all about tax cuts for the rich, cutting spending for the vulnerable.
Fox's Ed Henry at the White House. It's happened again in Afghanistan.
At least 10 Afghan policemen were killed.